The following lecture by Trigirinyo, our response to the Cosmos 6, conclusion, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in December 2006.
E ontem nós vimos que
and yesterday
we saw that
the spiritual hierarchies and commands prepare us.
E no que consiste esse preparo?
And what is this preparation?
Que é feito conosco?
What kind of preparation are we given?
Participação nesse preparatório?
And what is our role in this preparation?
No início, a hierarquia os comandos,
in the beginning, the hierarchies or the commands stimulate
então,
our inner openness. So this is what they do. The hierarchy and the commands stimulate this openness.
Que no nosso consciente possa
so
a consciência
that
do caminho
awareness
que nós
of the path we chose before incarnating can emerge from our consciousness. Because we chose many things before incarnating.
Na nossa vida que foram assumidas por nós
and we took upon ourselves certain things in our lives
então,
before we incarnated.
E esses comandos, quando nos trabalham,
so when these hierarchies and these commands work on us,
no nosso consciente,
they try to bring to the surface of our consciousness the commitments we made. Because many souls made certain commitments, but when they incarnated, they forgot them. Because matter is very dense. And our brains are not yet developed, so our minds have not yet matured, so we forget. We even forget what we came to do in the world. Most of us don't know what we came to do here. We have forgotten. So the commands and these hierarchies try to bring about our inner openness so that this can emerge. So they don't place us on a specific path. They help us to remember what we came to do.
Das coisas que escolhemos.
To remember the choices we made.
Agora, depois que isto emerge,
then once this emerges in our consciousness or our subconscious,
it is up to us as nossas qualidades
to develop
pessoais,
our personal qualities
que a gente possa desenvolver
so
que assumiu,
that we can fulfill what we took upon ourselves,
agora,
carry out what we chose to do.
Isto tem que ser
now,
desenvolvido por
these
nós.
Personal
isto
qualities of ours have to be developed by us. We have to do this.
E muitas vezes, a instrução da hierarquia
and often the teaching of the hierarchy and of the councils
linha,
and the commands in this regard,
é
this teaching is often unconscious.
Para a alma,
this teaching is given to the soul, it is given to
e
the monad.
Temos que, então,
and we have to work
claro
for this to become clear to us.
Vai o nosso trabalho. De purificação,
and this involves
atenção,
our work of purification, our work of concentration,
tarefas, assim
our
diante.
Work of dedication to tasks and so forth.
Se nós assumimos o trabalho e se fazemos o trabalho
if
com
we
qualidade,
take up this work and if we do the work well,
do consciente com as fontes
the
de energia,
interaction of our consciousness with the sources of energy, this contact is then carried out by the hierarchies.
Então,
this is carried out by the commands. So the commands and the hierarchies then do what we cannot do.
Mas a cada etapa nós temos que entrar e assumir.
But at each stage we have to take up our part so that they can then come in
quando
and carry it forward.
Com isto mais em andamento e com isto mais claro,
once this is underway in us and this is clearer for us, and our energy is already higher, our energy is no longer in the lower parts of the body, but our energy is already on the higher levels,
then the work of the hierarchies
and of the commands on us comes back, which is for us to start to become unified with them, to start to become integrated with them.
So
then they draw us closer and stimulate this integration.
O nosso ser interno,
at this point in time, our inner self, our higher self,
indivíduo interno, a monad, our alma,
inner being, our monad, or our soul, will then make a choice as to whether our path will be
a serviço do planeta,
to continue in the service of the planet,
se nós vamos
or whether we are to be sent on to other tasks,
níveis,
on other levels,
que não sejam
or to work
deste planeta.
That does not pertain to this
então,
planet.
Ou a lei do serviço para nós vai
so
se
for us,
no
either the
planeta,
law of service
neste caso,
is to be fulfilled
então
on the planet itself, in the which case we
terra,
would go on reincarnating on Earth, or we make another decision.
Uma decisão muito profunda,
this is a very profound decision which we have to make at a certain point. We are only mature enough for this decision after the hierarchies and the councils and the commands have worked in a special way within us, on our souls, on our
monad.
This, then, is the preparatory process.
Now,
sometimes we could be dealing with a command. At other times, we could be dealing with a planetary hierarchy.
And
perhaps we could be under the aura of some council. So, then, what is a council?
É conjunto de consciências.
A council is a cluster of consciousnesses or an entity that represents
alguns setores do plano evolutivo.
And is in charge of
então,
certain sectors of the plan of evolution.
Do plano
so
evolutivo.
There are councils for the different
e
sectors of the plan of evolution.
Além de representarem
and these councils represent and safeguard these sectors and also stimulate the fulfillment of the plan. So the council stimulates this by means of the hierarchies and of the commands. So a council is a point of unification between the source which emanated our energy, our destiny, and the commands, and the hierarchies. So the councils, this entity, are on a very high level.
Esses conselhos são formados
these councils are made up of hierarchies, of entities,
logos,
of beings on the logoic level,
ou por monadas,
of avatars or monads.
Omega, por exemplo, tem
the Alpha and Omega Council, for example, has discarnate members who work on the cosmic level, and it always has some member who is incarnated.
A depender da amplitude
and depending on the extent of the work to be carried out,
and
other members of the Alpha and Omega Council may incarnate.
Esses conselhos se formam, inclusive no plano físico,
these councils are even formed on the physical level, that is, they incarnate if it is necessary
exemplo,
for what has to be carried out.
Do conselho Alpha Omega era Saruma.
For example, Saruma was a member of the
encarnado.
Alpha and Omega Council, and Saruma was incarnated.
Desencarnados e cinco encarnados naquele tempo,
at that
naquela
time,
etapa.
During that stage, There were 7 discarnate and 5 incarnated members.
Se estabelecem em vários níveis.
And these councils are set up on various levels.
De evolução deste
and according
conselho,
to the level of evolution of the council,
muito próximo
it can
do
be very
celeste
close
central,
to the central celestial government, very close
central.
To the central cosmic consciousness.
Os que compõem esses conselhos, se são mônadas,
if these
se
councils
são avatares,
are composed of monads
assim,
or avatars or such consciousnesses,
das leis da
they are
superior.
Familiar with the laws
um
of higher evolution. A council is not in our evolution. A council is already in a higher evolution.
Leis,
and the members know these laws.
Lá no seu plano, conforme essas
and
leis.
To live according to these laws on their plane. The laws of higher evolution are not these laws
então,
which we know.
O conselho, ou os conselhos,
so the council or the councils attempt
leis,
to bring us
maneira.
Into these laws in some way.
Então, conselho, esteja ele lidando
so,
com
whether
o planeta,
a council is dealing
planeta,
with the planet or with areas of the planet
planeta,
or with tasks of the planet,
tem como função
the role of the council
impulso
is to receive the impulse from the
assunto.
One source for that specific matter. The council does not decide what it is to do.
Única,
the council receives
ele assume aquele
the impulses for it from the one source.
Mas
it takes in that impulse and transmits that impulse.
Feito.
But the council obtains what is to be done from the one source.
Adequando este impulso,
and the council gradually adjusts these impulses. The council gradually transforms these impulses so that the beings may be able to receive them. The beings who are going to carry out those impulses. So the councils adjust these impulses to the commands. The councils adjust these impulses to the hierarchy. And this goes on becoming adjusted to reach humanity or to reach an area of the earth in a correct proportionality, in a correct measure.
E aí, o conselho também pode
and
ficar
the council can also stimulate
grupos,
these groups inwardly.
Como vocês se lembram, como Saruma
you remember
os grupos
how Saruma used to stimulate the groups that were incarnated. He,
conselho,
as an incarnated member of the council,
grupos,
had the task of stimulating the groups.
Que foi dado a este grupo internamente, nós não podemos calcular.
We can't even imagine how much
então, houve
stimulation was given to a group inwardly.
Milhares de
so a stimulus was given inwardly to thousands of individuals. And this was the work of a member of the Alpha
então,
and Omega Council.
É,
of the Alpha
forma,
and Omega Council. So this is how the council
agora, este
works.
Conselho Alpha e Omega,
now this Alpha and Omega Council, which we had the opportunity of contacting on the physical level through Saruma, this council is not limited to planetary boundaries because this council is attuned with the cosmos, so it has various tasks.
Erques, que é centro planetário, não como nós sabemos.
Erques is a planetary center, as we know, and it has a council, the Council of Erques,
que responde
the Council of
Erques ao comando de Sikuma,
is commanded by Sikuma,
no despertar da humanidade
and it works
para a vida
at
cósmica.
Awakening terrestrial humanity
então,
to cosmic life.
E este
so we have a council in Erques. And this council is working specifically with humanity and stimulating humanity towards cosmic life.
Não está focalizado no plano
The Council of Erx is not focused on the cosmic physical plane, such as the Erx planetary center is. The Council is on the cosmic astral plane, so that here we can perceive that there is a hierarchy among the councils within the planetary center, even when the Council is active in the planetary center.
Falando de conselho,
speaking of
nos
councils, we were informed
aquele membro
about that member
a polaridade
who represents the feminine
conselho,
polarity of a council
que serve em plano suprafísico
and who serves on superphysical levels. In the book, Inner Encounter, we come across the name Vanami.
Vanami é um membro de espelho.
Vanami is a member of a mirror, which will become
revealed
someday. It has not yet been revealed. Vanami has a task linked to Mictlan.
Como membro deste conselho e representando
as member of this council and as representative of the feminine polarity, Vanami is in charge of controlling the voltage
então,
of the application of the new law. So the new laws that are applied, the new laws that go into effect, the new laws that become revealed to us, the voltage of the application of these laws is the responsibility of this member of the council, the feminine polarity of this council. And according to the book, Vanami can be invoked on special occasions. So she is a member of the council that is ready to respond to, ready to become linked with whatever is needed here on Earth.
Outro comando, ou uma outra hierarquia,
another command or another hierarchy
a muitos trabalhos no planeta
linked
que se conhece,
to many tasks on the planet that we know is Antuak.
Antuak, como membro de
conselho, Antuak, as a member of a council,
ambos os polos do
works
planeta,
on both poles of the planet,
sul,
the North Pole and the South
são os dois
Pole,
do planeta
because
que
these
devem
two
se
extremes of the planet are meant to complement
então,
one another.
Do conselho no qual Antuak está agindo.
So Antuak is working
Antuak,
on this task of the council.
Além de estar fazendo este trabalho,
and besides doing
planeta,
this work, with the poles of the planet, Antuak is in charge of the planetary center of Mirnajar, as we know, and carries out other tasks in several parts of the planet and beyond. And Antuak is also engaged in the inner preparation of individuals. This information is given so that we can recognize the vastness of this consciousness, all the tasks that this consciousness can accumulate, all the work, all the tasks that this consciousness can undertake. So we say that Antuak is in charge of Mirnajad Planetary Center.
Pensamos que ele faz só isso.
And we think that
então,
is all he does.
Dá a
so we can see the extent
of
the work of a council.
E Antuak, do nosso ponto de vista,
and from our point of view,
Antuak
is like an expression, like a prototype, like a point of reference
monadas,
for our monads,
alma,
for our souls, in regard to
vontade,
equilibrium,
de
willpower, determination,
capacidade de
and capacity to transmute.
Antuak, em conexão
so Antuak,
com almas, com monadas,
in interrelationship com monadas, with souls,
almas,
with monads, with groups of monads,
Mirnajara,
with groups of souls, with the Mirnajad Planetary Center, Antuak makes it possible
terra,
for transmutation to take place on Earth
vontade,
in humanity for equilibrium
isso
and willpower and determination. These words show us the scope of all this work.
Michuk, é integrante do sistema cósmico de comunicações.
Belongs to the cosmic system of communication of the mirrors.
Os espelhos
that governs the mirrors of the cosmos
and stimulates da humanidade
the evolution of humanity
through an emanation
of understanding
então,
and of love.
Michuk é membro
so
dos Michuk espelhos,
is a member
espelhos,
of the mirrors, the governor of the mirrors.
Para nós,
and for us,
compreensão.
This represents
no
understanding understanding within cosmic love. This hierarchy is very important.
Nos foi informado uma vez que Michuk
once we were informed that Michuk worked extensively on Earth, and today this consciousness is no longer an individual but a hierarchy, but in one of its recent apparitions was as Saint Teresa of Avila.
Outra hierarquia é Mituma.
Mituma is another
Mituma,
hierarchy.
Que é unido a todos os comandos.
Mituma is
Mituma
united to all the commands.
Restrito a comando.
Mituma is not confined to one command, but is united
resgate.
To all the rescue commands.
Prepara regiões
preparing
inteiras
entire regions
e coliga as naves mães.
And linking the mother space vessels, those important vessels that carry smaller vessels, with the large rescue space vessels. So
Mituma
works with the space vessels and is united to all the rescue commands.
In tempos de tanta desarmonia,
in these times of such great disharmony on material levels, it is very important for us to visualize these things, because by visualizing them inwardly, we take on certain tasks, we take up a specific path. When we begin to be aware of these things,
do jogo de forças dispersivas
we realize how much everyday life, normal life, is a play of dispersive forces. We become aware of the energy we waste on totally unimportant things, on local things, on personal things, on getting things to function.
Nós vamos nos dando conta
so we begin
de que podemos
to realize
estar numa outra sintonia.
That we could be in a different attunement.
É muito importante ter essa
it is
noção,
very important to have this concept,
visão,
to have this perspective, to have this vision.
Eleva a nossa
because
postura
this uplifts
diante das
us.
Coisas.
It raises our
eleva
attitude towards things. It elevates our predisposition
dádiva,
towards the gift of these manifestations of the hierarchy here on the planet.
Então, nós teríamos que ter consciência
so we
dessa
should be aware of this structure
para dar uma resposta a isso.
In order to respond to it, in order to give a response,
é nós nos
and our response is to raise
humanas,
ourselves above these human issues, these material issues that are resolved automatically,
when our attunement
is plugged in to an outlet up there. Now, if we are plugged in down here, we must be prepared to receive shocks.
So,
it's a question of seeking our essence so that we can find the essence of those beings with whom we are dealing.
Pode não corresponder com a essência dele, como não corresponde
because
normalmente.
A person's external
então,
manifestation may not correspond to his
essência,
or her essence, as is normally the case. So if we are not seeking our essence, we will never catch
então,
a glimpse of the essence, which is the other person. So we have to engage in this inner quest so that we may be able to begin to perceive the other in his or her essence and that we may be able to discern the essence of a task. Every task has an essence.
tem valor oculto.
Every task has a hidden value for us, for the group, or for evolution in general.
Estamos muito atentos na busca da nossa essência,
and if we are not very concerned about seeking our essence and are immersed in our reactions, immersed in our concepts and not going within, we don't have the means to get into the essence of things. So all these hierarchies are concentrating on this within us.
Nós teríamos que seguir
but
as leis
we
que
would
já
have
conhecemos.
To follow the laws that
se
we already know.
Lei,
if we already know a law, yesterday we were talking a little about the law of silence. If we already know a law, we would really have to try to live it. We would really have to try to become that law.
É no
because it is
que nós fazemos dentro de nós,
there, in
é
our
ali,
inner
que nós vamos
silence,
conhecendo novas leis,
that we get to know
porque
new
essas
laws.
Leis que a gente já conhece, e se estamos seguindo, e se quando
because
encontramos a lei do silêncio,
if we are following these laws
vela,
that we already know, when we come to the law of silence and try to live it, then in the silence of our being,
leis,
we begin to find new laws. To find
entrar
new laws means to go on evolving, to get into different laws,
amplas.
To get into wider laws.
E agora vamos repetir
and
uma
now
frase
we are going to repeat a saying
foi introduzida numa partilha
that
anterior
was
deste
presented
mesmo ciclo.
During an earlier talk of the same series.
Teu trabalho é servir em silêncio.
Your work is to serve in silence.
O teu instrumento é a entrega.
Your instrument is
o
surrender.
O teu campo de trabalho é a vida interna.
Your workplace is inner life.
E as tuas sementes, as chispas da luz latente
and
em teu ser.
And your seeds are the sparks of the light
tens
that is latent within your being. You have the blessings from the heavens
por causa da tua pureza de intenções.
Because of your purity
vê
of intention.
Volta nisto.
Do you see how it keeps coming back to this?
Na falta de ambição,
to the
na
absence
falta de desejo,
of ambition,
na falta de apego,
to the absence of desire,
porque a pureza
to the absence
de intenções
of attachment.
É isto que é o ponto.
Because
é o ponto
the crux
que
of the matter
é captado, que é visto.
Is purity of
isto
intention.
É o ponto.
This is what is observed, what is noted. This is the mark by which we are known, our purity of intention. The purity of our intention. What are our intentions? Or maybe we have reached the point of intending not to have any intention at all, of being completely surrendered, unconditionally surrendered. And then we are really free for all this to take place.